2ST Stolzy for breakfast. Well, it's time to lock it in.
Lock it in.
Of course, the name of the game here, round one, season 2022, kicks off tonight, is for us to provide you, the people, a guide as to who may win. Of course, I've got a couple of distinguished gentlemen in the studio with me at the moment to help us do so. On my right, I have, well, he's more than a man.
Yes.
He's a myth.
Yes.
Some 20,000 radio hours. Pete Brandman experience here at 2SD. He's going to help us out. Pete, welcome to the show.
Mate, great to be here. Good morning, Stolzy. Good morning, Max. Good morning, listeners.
He's been in radio longer than Wayne Bennett's been in rugby league.
That's a long time.
Settle down, boys. Settle down.
Oh, we're off to a great start. And, of course, over to our left, we have the man that comes all the way from over the Spit Bridge, Max.
Go, Manly.
All right, fellas. The name of the game here, of course, we're all going to pick one game throughout the year. Okay, each round, and just try to guide our listeners as to who is going to win and why, because we've got so much, smarts and ability when it comes to rugby league picking. Don't we all agree?
Definitely.
See how we go.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's go around the table. Who wants to go first?
Well, look, I'll go first, all if right. you don't mind, Pete.
I was going to go first, but now Max can go first now.
Well, I'm going to go to first because I'm going on the opening game of the year's competition tonight at the foot of the mountains. The mighty Manly Seagulls travel to meet the defending premiers, the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, nice one. No Cleary for the Penrith Panthers.
Battle of the flood zones as well. You know, we had floods in Narrabeen and Manly a couple of days ago. Had floods out of Penrith.
So
I don't know. I think it's going to be a big win for the Manly Seagulls. I'm basing it on their back line. They've got two of the top five try scorers from last year in their back line. They've got two of the top three try assisters from last year in their back line. And crucially, Penrith Panthers have lost last season, Matt Burton, who I think was the heart and soul of the Penrith Panthers side.
He's come really resurged.
And he's gone to the Canterbury Bulldogs this year.
Blown me away.
Manly to open the season with a bit of an upset tonight at Panther Park.
Well, I'm going with Max.
Okay.
Do you know why? I hate Penrith because they only just won the grand final last year.
Yep.
That should have been South Sydney's grand final.
Still
carrying wounds, boys. Carrying wounds.
Well, rugby league's all about revenge and vengeance and nemesis.
Yeah, that's true, Max.
Lock in Manly tonight. Absolute shoo-in. Lock that one away. Mr. Brandman, what game do you have here?
Sunday, Cowboys versus the Bulldogs. Some say the Battle of the Wooden Spooners for 2022. Max, would you agree with that?
Oh, I don't know. The Bulldogs have bought a lot of players, and they've got Phil Gould on board this year.
He's not making any hit-ups, Gould.
No.
He's
just throwing crap.
Thinking man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
anyway, Josh Adokar, as Max said, the Fox.
Yeah.
He could do a lot for the Bulldogs this season. So, but I like the Cowboys.
So which one are you going to go
with? Well, I'll go for the Cowboys.
Josh Adokar, quickest man in rugby league?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Those skinny guys usually are.
Yeah, that's
Saab. True. Saab from Manly.
Yeah. Very fast.
He's very
nothing
fast.
Beats
Latrell,
genuine
Latrell,
pace.
Latrell.
Jeez.
If he stops hitting people around the head.
Get off his back, will you?
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, it comes around to myself. Now, I'm not going to be obvious here. I'm not going to run out and pick Parramatta to win on Sunday because we know that's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe,
it's the year of the heels, boys. It's the year of the heels.
Every year is the year of the heels.
But what I'm going to do here is the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Mm-hmm. Notoriously, they fade towards the end of the year, and they will do that again, no doubt about
Without
that.
Doubt.
But they will start with a win up against the Warriors. I think that's on tomorrow afternoon. So look out for that one, fellas. And they'll win, and they'll win well. They're well prepped for round number one. Round number four, five, six, and the rest, not so much.
Are the Warriors allowed in the country this year? Are they staying in the country, or are they playing
playing up in Queensland.
Okay.
Unified them last year. They did a lot of strong performances because they're away from family and friends, and it sort of brought them together as a unit. And
now that you say that,
they're in the hub.
Got you worried now.
Yeah.
In the hub.
Was it the hub?
The bubble?
Bubble.
Or the bubble?
It was the hub.
All right. Okay. Well, there we have it. Manly to win for sure, and look out for the Dragons to beat the Warriors. Put your heart in responsibly on that.
Okay. All right.
Gamble responsibly, as they say.
That's what they say.
They say that at the end, Max. I haven't finished my bit yet.
Oh, it's an oxymoron. Sorry.
All right. And by the way, I just got to say, love the Rabbitoh shirt, mate. You've come prepared.
Yep. Bought it the Best and Less a while ago for about $5.99.
For 1973.
What's it? What's special?
All right, that's okay. Lock it in. We'll do it again next week and see how we go. It's 2ST.